You can now switch your car insurance directly to TVA by using Takaful Brunei Mobile and choose a variety of packages suited to give your car the protection it needs. Stand a chance to win prizes worth over $250,000 every 2 months when you participate in any products through Takaful Brunei Mobile. Download and register your Takaful Brunei Mobile today and take advantage of these great deals. Terms and conditions apply.
Takaful Brunei, together we protect.
Towards a Better Ramadan is brought to you by Takaful Brunei. Together, we protect.
Salam to all KFM listeners. This is Ustaza Hanisa. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Alhamdulillah, we have reached the last episode for Towards a Better Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, personally, it is an honor for me to become a part of everyone's journey in this Ramadan. I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from all of us and give us another opportunity to experience Ramadan. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. This year, Alhamdulillah, we have managed to take lessons from one or two hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam every day. And it is only right that we also end this year's episode with a hadith from the Prophet. Jarir reported Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam as saying, "He who is deprived of tenderly feelings, ya'ni rafiq or softness, is in fact deprived of good." Sahih Muslim. Subhanallah. So the big day is coming for all of us. This day is a day of celebration for the Muslim, and it is also the day that is always associated with forgiveness. Not only we seek forgiveness from Allah, we also seek forgiveness from people. But I was once asked, what is the difference between ghafara and afu? Ghafara, we say that in astaghfirullah, and afu, we read this in the famous dua for Laylatul Qadr. Both in English are translated to afu. So, according to the tafsir, ghafara actually means to cover up the sins that we have done, while afu is to completely erase our sins out of love. So when we make istighfar, which comes from the word ghafara, to cover up, it gives a humbling effect that our sins are so many that we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please, please, just cover it up. Just let it pass. Don't make us accountable for it. We beg for His mercy. But the Prophet taught us in the dua for this last 10 night of Ramadan, we say, fa'fu anni. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to wipe clean our records until there are no single traces left. And we hope that Allah forgives us out of His love and mercy. So this makes us question, why do we need both of them then? Is not afu better? Ibn Kathir made a very beautiful commentary regarding this in the verse, wa'fu anna, waghfir lana, warhamna. Erase our sins and grant us forgiveness and have mercy on us. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 286. Ibn Kathir said, afu is usually used when we seek forgiveness for the sins that we make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because no matter how big our sins are, Allah surely can erase it all. That's why we use afu. Even if it is so much that it reaches the sky, it does not matter to Allah. Allah will still be happy to accept you and ready to love you like nothing ever happened, like you never disappointed him. In a hadith Qudsi, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah, blessed and exalted is He. He says, O son of Adam, as long as you call on me, I shall forgive you of what you have done and think nothing of it. O son of Adam, even if your sins were to reach up to the clouds in the sky, and then you were to ask for my forgiveness, I would forgive you and think nothing of it. O son of Adam, even if you were to come to me with sins nearly as great as the earth, and then you were to meet me after death, not worshipping anything besides me, I would bring you forgiveness nearly as great as the earth. Narrated by At-Tirmidhi. But istighfar, Ibn Kathir said, it is used for sins between us and other people. The thing is, we don't know who we have hurt, who cannot forgive us. Sometimes we do know, but we cannot do anything about it. You see, people are not like Allah. You can do a very small mistake, yet they still cannot forgive. Even if we forgive, to forget and to be able to love after that is not an easy thing. So we ask Allah, for this one, Ya Allah, cover it up for me. How helpless we feel we are, and we trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can really cover it up for us, even if people don't forgive us. Because in the famous story of the man who killed 100 people, yet because he repented, he still was worthy to enter Jannah. Subhanallah, this month of mercy, this month of forgiveness comes and leaves. Hopefully, it will leave like a wave that washes away all our sins. Hopefully, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us, makes us to have the strength to be able to forgive and forget, just as how much we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive and forget all our sins. We strive to be able to forgive and forget others too. This is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to forgive and forget, even to those who gave him a very hard time. So in this opportunity, I would also like to apologize for all my shortcomings. And Selamat Hari Raya to everyone listening. Till next time. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Towards a Better Ramadan was brought to you by Takaful Brunei. Together, we protect.
Sis, aku ni kan mau pindah takaful kereta aku ke TBA bah. Kan mencuba ku, mana tahu dapat menang RM15,000.
Boleh eh, aku hari tu sudah pindah. Pakai takaful Brunei Mobile saja. Mana lagi payah ke kaunter durang ke apa lagi.
Oh, jatuh saja. Pakai saja takaful Brunei Mobile.
Ngam, perlu insuran kereta? Pakai takaful Brunei Mobile.
Sertai mana-mana produk TBA dan TBK melalui takaful Brunei Mobile bagi mendapatkan peluang untuk memenangi wang tunai sebanyak RM15,000 setiap 2 bulan. Tertakluk pada termada syarat.